This is Inspiratory, Inspiration for the Greater Good, June 2nd, 2007, Religion and Spirituality in Politics. With religious differences over lifestyles a continuing saga in this country, with religion at the center of most of the violent conflicts in the world, and with a new round of presidential debates scheduled for next week, there is new talk about how the presidential candidates are each incorporating the issue of religion into their campaigns. While I am always interested in learning more about our would-be leaders, I am less enthused by what church or temple they attend or which day they choose to worship than the deeper issues of faith. I want to know how the candidates feel, what they think, why they believe. How enlightening it would be if those who want to lead us would tell us how spirituality, not religion, is a part of their lives, and on a more practical level, how their beliefs affect their leadership goals. That, of course, begs a distinction between spirituality and religion, something the world at large could use these days, if you ask me. Like the Pharisees of the Christian New Testament, self-important religious fundamentalists in every nation distract us with rules and edicts, while the important issues of personal humanity, kindness, compassion, service, courage, community, are relegated to pop psychology. The website helpguide.org offers a take on the distinctions between religion and spirituality that I like. They say, the word religion derives from the Latin religare, which means to tie fast or to bind together. According to the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, one definition of religion is a set of beliefs, values, and practices based on the teaching of a spiritual leader. This would seem to suggest that religion is a subset of a larger rubric called spirituality. Defining spirituality, however, is a bit like describing color to someone who has never known sight. Perception will vary according to your beliefs. Of the myriad online resources attempting to answer the inquiry, "What is spirituality?" a Unitarian Universalist minister offered this view. Spirituality is being concerned with things of the spirit, the big questions of meaning, metaphysics, existence. Being spiritual is thinking about, wondering about, and exploring the deepest aspects of reality, values, morals, and meaning. With this last definition in mind as we approach the coming electoral season, perhaps it's not religion, but personal spirituality that we want discussed by candidates. What a great idea! In fact, I've come up with a list of suggested questions for the next presidential debate. Remember, where you see spiritual, read values, morals, ethics, humanity, beliefs. So to the candidates, who serves as your model of spiritual living? How do you keep your spiritual life vital? How do your actions support your spiritual beliefs? What are the spiritual tenets of democracy that you value? How is our public policy spiritually damaging to our people? What is your spiritual vision for the country, the world? How can world leaders collaborate on a spiritual level? Why should spiritually aware voters choose you to be the leader of this country? A debate based on questions like these would be unlikely to produce the sound bites the media depends on, but the discussion would certainly lead the candidates and audience members to compelling personal and national considerations. There is one thing. Before we take the candidates to task, it is only fair that we put ourselves to the test. Think about what your answers would be to those same questions. Have the courage to do your own bit of separating religion from spirituality. Be careful, though. It's a provocative process that can lead to all kinds of questions about how we spend our time and money. I would love to hear your answers. You can write me at annmccready@inspiratory.com or leave your comments here on my blog.